An asylum seeker who's had his refugee claim rejected says he'll be killed if he's returned to Afghanistan. The federal government plans to deport Ismail Mirzajan at the end of the week. Mirzajan arrived in Australia on a false Turkish passport in February last year. This will be the first time that an Afghan asylum seeker has been sent home involuntarily under a deal that was struck between the Australian and Afghan governments earlier this year. Fair Work Australia will hear an application today to end industrial action by Victorian nurses. The disputes closed almost 900 public hospital beds. The Victorian government says 150 elective surgery operations had to be cancelled yesterday because of the action. Nurses are pushing for an 18.5% pay rise over 3 years. Tasmania's Risdon prison remains in lockdown after yesterday's hostage drama. Two prison guards were taken hostage in a prison cell by two maximum security inmates. The prisoners were armed with homemade weapons. The male and female guards were eventually released unharmed. Prison authorities have launched an investigation into the incident. And Norway's self-confessed mass killer has made his first public appearance in court. Anders Behring Breivik killed 77 people during a bomb attack in Oslo and then a shooting spree at a youth camp on the island of Utøya in July. The hearing was attended by victims' families and survivors of the attacks. Breivik again refused to plead guilty. But a trial date has been set for April next year, pending psychiatric evaluation.